Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday, just done on Sunday, and I'm your host, Sister Poochie, Pastor McCarty of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. Before we get started, I have a couple of announcements to make. Please join me on Wednesday, November the 12th, for DJ Frankie Vibes, our resident DJ, House of Inspiration show that will be on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. But you also can catch him every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.wfdu.fm. All right. Also, if you love house music, you love clean music, definitely check out our partner station, WCSE-UHNradio.com, for some of the hottest DJs that are out there. All right. On the night, the 18th of November, Associate Pastor Minister Kimberly Horvath will be back with her Christian Life Coaching. And on the 25th of November, we will have our Youth for Christ show. And definitely come out and support the youth. It's very important that we show them that we honor and love what they're doing with their lives by praising the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank them for lifting my body up and allowing me to come into your eardrums today. And today we're going to do this talk about worshiping in spirit and truth. Now, in John the 4th chapter, you know I'm just going to go to the Word. John the 4th chapter, the 23rd through the 24th verse reads as is. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. What is spirit and truth? You know, we want to worship God, but what exactly is he talking about there? Well, we know truth is everything that Christ said when he was here and the living example that he left for us to abide by. That is the truth. The word of God is the truth. So it's easy for us to worship using the foundation of the Bible. But sometimes we have to understand to worship in spirit. We also must be spiritual, in spirit, in order to communicate with Christ, who intercedes for us to God. Now, let me go back a little bit. What do I mean by worship in spirit? It's a desire to be close to God. It's a desire to have a personal relationship with God and a personal relationship with Christ, where it's in your heart and that your heart longs for it. That is what we're talking about. We're not talking about necessarily going to church or doing any kind of ritual religion has. It is about absolutely loving the God that you serve and loving your Savior with all your heart and all your soul. That is what worship in the Spirit is about, because he put the Holy Spirit in us. That is our communication system that we have with Jesus. What happens is our desire to be with God energizes that Holy Spirit within us, and then that allows us to get closer to our Savior, and he can guide ourselves and let us know what to do. So that is what worship in the Spirit and truth is all about, and I want everyone to meditate and think about this. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, and always pray to God for wisdom. It's John 4th chapter 23rd, 24th verse, and I'm going to leave you there, and we're going to play our first song. First up on the mic is Covenant Keeping God by Sunny Badu.
Your name is Elohim.
here at the mention of your name. Every knee must bow at the mention of your name. Every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Help me say, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. God of Abraham. God of Isaac. God of Jacob. God of Elijah. You answer by fire. God of Daniel. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Sing it with me.
Coming through your eardrums and igniting the spirit within you, and it makes you desire to be closer to God. It really does. I hope you enjoyed that. But next, we're not done praising. Next up on the mic is Praise by Rhonda Hayden.
For it wasn't Osiris, Dionysus, or Oshun that hung the sun, the stars, and the moon. The bishop of my soul, the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the king of all kings. For he bent way, way down, and from the dust of the ground did he fashion with his hand, he whom he gave dominion of the land. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the beast that did roam, the lion, the tiger, the bear. To him be all praise, the beginning of days, he who separated the light, the brighter for the day, the lesser for the night. Ah, yes, all praise be to Jah, Jehovah, Elohim, Elohim, the sovereign Adonai, Mekadash King, our sanctifier, Elion, the Most High. the giver of life, Eloheinu, our God, Ropika, our healer, Jehovah Jireh will provide. To him be all praise, for he set the day. Rohi, my shepherd, Jehovah. Are here, omnipresent, loud to him, for he set the heavens, the I am that I am. Locked arms with his creation, took off immortality because of love, bled and died just to set the brother free. And the sisters have been loose. Said an oracle of God, but we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall trod. To him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand. The thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of his hand. Lover of my soul, he's our banner, our Nisi. Listen, can't you hear the call of the master, the maker of all? He's saying, come, this is where you belong.
That was Praise by Rodney Hayden, giving you all the different things and words you can say to give honor and glory to the great I Am. Ah, that felt good, and I hope you're feeling good too. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Fuji, and we're here just to sing and praise the Lord and have a good time. Next up on the mic, before I go back to the reading, I'm going to come back with the reading, but next up on the mic is Break Free and by Project Oasis. And one of the things I love so much about the song and what it's talking about is we need to break free from all of the misconceptions that we have about what it means to worship our Lord and our Savior. We have to break free from all of that so we can blossom and come forward as the children of God that we are, with power and dominion over the earth, over the land, over the birds, over the fish and the seas. So this is why I like that song, what the song is trying to say so much and what it represents. So without further ado, here we go, Break Free by Project Oasis.
then spring brings in new life again. Divorce seasons, which be the one you settle in? Look, no settling for sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did eat, and was incited into enlightenment, consequence the fall, evicted out of Eden. But autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanity, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot them dead, give them bread and give them shed. And on his head, you would tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
That was Project Oasis with Break Free. You know you got to break free in love because God is love. And so with all of this, we need to love each other as we're trying to gain a closer relationship with God and gain a closer relationship with Christ. We have to be able to experience the love of loving your neighbor like Christ has loved us. All right, I love this part of the show. It's time for the dance break, everyone. And the purpose of the dance break is to, one, give us 15 minutes of praising and worshiping the Lord, our Lord and Savior, and the great I Am. And also, we need to listen to what our resident DJ, Frankie DJ Vibe, is trying to tell us in the mix that he has chosen, because the mixes are his ministry as well. All right, everybody, without further ado, get up on your feet if you can and give the Lord some praise. And we're going to kick off with the dance break for the week with resident DJ Frankie Vibe. And here we go.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries with Sitsa Poochie, my girl. Get a word for your spirit today, and thanks for checking out the mix. thanks for checking out the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe.
Frankie Vibe with the mix for the week. And I got so excited about the mix, I forgot to tell you that we flashbacked all the way to this October the 15th of 2012. That was that mix from there. But that's just an example of what Frankie does. If you really want to catch his live, his extended shows, you can catch it right here on November the 12th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also at www.wfdu.fm, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. Check it out. All right, let's get back to the word and the reading coming from John, the 4th chapter, the 23rd through the 24th verse. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. The truth is our Lord and Savior Christ, and the spirit is the desiring and longing in our heart for God and for Christ, and using the Holy Spirit within us to get ignited and allow open communication between us. You get hooked up to the Trinity, the Holy Divinity. It's something that I can't explain to you what it feels like, but you know it when you feel it. So we need to start focusing on the relationship, not the religion, but the relationship. All right, meditate on that. I also forgot to tell you that Elder Faye is wrapping up her Bible study. It will be up, and it is about prayer and fasting, which is two very important tools we have in our arsenal to get us through this life down here. So definitely look out on your social medias for that announcement, and we are going to move on to the next song. Again, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your host, Sister Poochie, Pastor McCarty, and I am coming to you live with from www.journeyhomeministries.org. I wanted to also say about that we have a smorgasbord of tools for you at the ministry's website. We have Bible study, Christian life coaching. You have my shows and sermons. You have the words for today. You have our Youth Christ show. You have Frankie Vibe's House of Inspiration show. So all of these things are set in place and for you to be able to feed your spiritual life. It's all free, so please go to the website and check us out. Also, if you're a musician, a singer, a smoking warrant artist, and you want to get on the show, all you have to do is email Sister Poochie, that's SISTAPOOCHIE, at Journey Home outreachministries.org. And someone to get back to you and let you know exactly when you're going to get played. All right, everybody. Next up on the mic is Society Hill Music, but God's grace is sufficient. And here we go. All right. That was God's Grace is Sufficient by Society Hill Music. You know, this show is going by so fast. I'm having such a good time. I don't want you to remember the reading from the week, John 4th chapter, the 23rd through the 24th verse, which talks about worshiping in spirit and truth. Get a personal relationship with Christ, because there's no way to the Father except through the Son. And allow the Holy Spirit that is within you to open up and receive the communication that Christ is trying to give to you. That's what the Holy Spirit is in us for. It's a communication system, among other things. Great comforter. Okay. It will be anything you need it to be. All right, everybody. I had a great time. There will be no Flashback Friday next weekend, but I will be returning on the 21st of November for the next show. But don't forget to come the 12th of November, which is next Wednesday, for DJ Frankie's Vibes House for Inspiration. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out of this show like we always roll out of this show with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, blessings, and I see you next time.